Hi, thank you everyone for listening to Thank You for Being a Podcast. If you are new, we are the Golden Girls Podcast, and me and Genevieve invite a guest comedian to come and watch an episode of the Golden Girls with us, and then we discuss it in depth because we're crazy people. And if you have listened to us before, thank you for listening to us again.
Yay!
Today we have a very awesome guest. We are so excited to have her. She's super funny and she looks great today.
Thanks.
Miss Jill Bryan.
Yay! I only look great because I'm dressed for a Christmas party. Normally I would be in Converse and no makeup.
Yeah, I'm supposed to go to a party too, a going away party.
For who?
My friend Amanda, who's leaving. Aww. Yeah, we're art school friends.
Sorry.
It's okay. I haven't seen her in a while, so it's kind of like I'll see her. Like, I missed you and I'm gonna miss you. So it's gonna be one of those things. It's at a gay bar, so it should be fun.
Of course.
Yeah. All right. So we watched an amazing episode today. But first, Jill, tell us about Golden Girls.
And my Golden Girl background.
Your Golden Girl background, yeah.
My time with the Golden Girls has been magical. Mm-hmm. I'm older than you guys, much older. So when I was watching I was an adult. Older. Well, pretty much. I'm 44, so I'm a lot older than you guys. So when I was watching it, I had a different perspective on it probably because I was an adult. You guys were kids. But my main Golden Girls memories are that when I was on maternity leave, I would be home with my little son and I didn't want to watch Jerry Springer and that kind of thing because it just seemed kind of wrong to watch that stuff with a baby.
It's wrong to watch it anyway.
It is, but especially wrong when there's a little innocent soul. So we would watch the Golden Girls and we would watch it all the time. And then as he would get a little older, sometimes he didn't really want to sit through, he'd be maybe 6 months, 8 months. And I would go, it's our girls and they're golden. And I would say in this voice and he would get all excited and start shaking and we'd watch it together.
Yay.
He hates that story now.
He hates it.
He's 14. No. He's like, oh, come on, mom.
Oh.
But I was watching the Golden Girls. The Golden Girls got me through 9/11.
Oh, tell us about that.
Because I was out of work at the time and my son was turning one and his birthday is September 7th.
Right.
And so he turned one on September 7th. And September 11th happened. It was a Tuesday, obviously. And all that was on that wasn't 9/11 stuff was the Golden Girls. The only channel that didn't have coverage was Lifetime, and it was Golden Girls.
That's
and
amazing.
So you're home with the baby, so you can't get too anguish and craze, oh my God, what's going on in the world? So I just kept going back to Golden Girls, and then I would watch, and then I would flip over to the news and kind of keep briefed on what's happening. But they remind me of 9/11.
Wow.
I'm pretty amused that Lifetime was 9/11, life just goes on.
Right?
We're still going to show a Golden Girl.
They're going to keep it light. Yeah.
Yeah, we're still going to show Mother May I Sleep with Danger.
Touched by an angel.
Oh, Tori Spelling.
Strong medicine.
Were you living in Arizona at the time?
I was still in the same house I'm in right now.
Right. So. But you had relatives in New York.
I did. I had relatives in New York. A friend of mine actually called me at 7:30 in the morning to say, oh my God, there was a plane crash in New York. Are your cousins okay? And I was like, what the freaking hell? Why would you? It's 7:30 in the morning.
Right.
Plane crash in New York. Not who gives a shit, but really, that's going to affect my cousins? How? What are the chances? So I was like, this bitch. And so I turn on the TV and then I was like, oh, holy shit.
Holy fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm glad that the Golden Girls,
they saved the world that day.
They saved your your mind, your sanity,
they
kept
did.
You sane. You that's amazing. Yay!
Yay for Dorothy!
Yeah, Golden Girls have gotten me through some tough times.
Right?
Yeah, they do. It's you have a bad day, you watch Golden Girls, everything is so much better.
Doo-doo-doo. You just hear that opening few notes and it's it's going to work.
There was a lot of shows that I watched that was eating ice cream for me. One of them was Roseanne. It was just a bad day, watch Roseanne. And it's so fun. Or what, Golden Girls?
Yeah. Law and Order SVU is that
Cheers
way for me.
Also, I was just I could not wait to have
it made
my
everything
showtime.
Okay.
Yeah, to laugh and to relate to these characters. That's why we're obsessed, because of the magic of that.
They're like our friends. They're your friends. Yeah. It's like any other friend that you're excited to see. You're like, oh, good. They're here. Yeah.
And like real life, you're invested in people's lives. You're invested in what they do and their characters and what they're going to do, like in television. You're like, that's why you're friends, because you're emotionally invested in what they're
doing. So emotional and sexually invested in what Blanche is doing. For sure.
How could you not be?
I know.
We watched an amazing episode.
Yeah.
The episode we watched is called Stan's Return, or the Return of Dorothy Sex. And some places online said Return of Dorothy Sex. Some places it's Stan's Return.
There's controversy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a debate.
They couldn't even decide on what to name the episode.
Right. Yeah. And so the original air date was November 30th, 1985. Right after Thanksgiving. So,
yeah.
I was 15 years old. I had just turned.
I was -2 years old.
I was not a virgin anymore, in fact.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I was 3 years old and also not a virgin.
Okay, good. Okay. Okay. We're going to talk about that a little later.
Maybe not.
We will force you to talk about this, Genevieve.
It'll be okay.
Okay. And Genevieve, would you like to do a brief synopsis of the episode?
I would. Okay, so basically, Dorothy's husband, Stan, comes back. And it turns out they're trying to sell a property that they bought together during their honeymoon. But turns out Stan has been left by his girl toy, Chrissy.
Chrissy, what a name.
Chrissy.
And Dorothy and Stan get together, and also the other ladies decide to plan a trip, but they don't decide to include Sophia, and Sophia is not too pleased about that.
No.
So that's what we're dealing with.
That's what we're dealing with. Okay. So thank you. Great brief synopsis. Okay. So the episode opens up with Rose and Blanche, and they're chatting over tea.
Is it tea or is it hot water?
I think they're just drinking hot water, because there was there. I don't.
Is it even hot? I mean, let's be honest. if they're not going to take the time to put in a tea bag, why bother heating it up?
I did not hear whistling, guys.
There was no whistling, but there was steam, and I remember thinking, "Oh wow, okay. Real steam.
Okay,
yeah." So I don't know. Maybe
it was dry ice. You don't know.
They would, maybe. I think Rose would eat dry ice.
We are drinking Halloween.
Right. And so they start off talking about how Blanche wants to go to Martinique in France. It sounds like a sex.
Well, it's actually a French Caribbean island.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, French Caribbean island. I didn't know. I did not Google it. And so it sounds like they're going to go to a black lady's house. To me and
Martinique.
We're gonna go. The old lady's name, the old black lady's name.
Yeah, that's Martinique. That's right. That's how her son Martin. That's how he got the name.
There's a black lady later in the episode.
Yes. I think the first old black lady in the episode in the season so far. So,
okay.
She should come back.
Because remember the time, there's another episode where Sophia's really good friends with an old black lady.
Yeah. And then there's an episode where someone is dating. Like somebody that's older, I forget, but somebody has to deal with a black mom, and it becomes like an issue. I forget what.
One of Blanche's son is dating a black woman or something like that.
Blanche's son is dating like a black woman that's like Blanche's age.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Golden Girls gets weird.
Yeah, it does.
They touch on social issues before it was relevant to do so.
Oh my God, they did. I think being older opened the door for a lot of things that a lot of other networks weren't able to do. Okay, and so Rose is like, I can't go to France because I don't talk French. And then Blanche is like, well, all you need to know is yes. And no, your roommate cannot watch.
Yes.
Rose seems traumatized by this.
I know. Maybe Rose wants the roommate to watch.
Totally.
Right. I mean, I think Rose would be down for a French guy jerking off while she's getting fucked.
That's really what I wanted on my vacation. Mm-hmm. It's just, I don't want to get in a confrontation. In French, I just whatever what happens to me happens.
Right. Just when you get to Martinique, you just gotta let it go, man.
Right.
You gotta let it go.
Finger blasting all around. Everybody.
Yeah, they might get taken if they go to France. Hopefully they don't. Okay, and so then Rose starts to suggest like random locations for their vacation. Williamsburg, Virginia.
Not random.
Yeah.
The place is awesome.
Do you like it? Have you been there?
I did. Yeah, I loved it.
Random meaning not typical vacation spots.
Right, not typical vacation spots. Like
you can get you can watch a candle be made.
Oh, no way.
You can watch people in costumes.
I was going to say probably a fudge being made or something.
I imagine there's a lot of like historical buildings you can go to.
Lots of people yelling.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, come on. People yelling, hear ye at you as you walk down cobblestone streets.
Oh, and she mentioned Washington, D.C. And then right when Sophia comes in, she's like, oh, are you moving? It sucks that I don't like you. I mean,
I would feel bad if I liked you more.
Yeah. Sophia, right out of the gate, fucking bitch.
Right.
But then,
that's why she's my fave.
Yeah. Maybe that's why they're not taking you, Sophia, because you're just going to talk shit the whole time.
That's the fun part. Yeah. She's the only one I would take with me, her and Dorothy.
Yeah, I would only take Sophia, actually. It's just me and her. We'll gamble.
Yeah, well, like Dorothy would be the voice of reason that you don't always want.
Yeah,
right.
Definitely.
But Sophia,
or
my
Blanche.
God.
Blanche
is always up on your man.
Yeah, that's true.
Too much. She's
overstressed. Sophia would just get on a heater and it'd just be fine.
Yeah.
I think we would go to a lot of casinos if I went to with Sophia.
She would go to a lot of casinos. You could do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
So Sophia is like fucking outraged that she's not going on the vacation with them.
They wanted her to watch the house. Like, what is she gonna do if someone breaks in?
Yeah, like call the police. Like,
yeah. Not she's like they have any pets.
She's gonna be sassy to them to death.
Yeah, beat them with her pocketbook.
She'd probably be like, take all this stuff. Let's go sell it.
You
or
know
something.
What? Start in Blanche's room. She's got $1 million worth of sex toys or whatever.
I know where she keeps the titanium dildos.
Right.
Those are worth a lot of money.
Yeah.
And then right at that moment, Dorothy comes in and she's like, and then Sophia's like, so what? You're not going to take me with you? And then like, basically, Dorothy was supposed to tell Sophia.
In advance, right.
In advance, mm-hmm. And she didn't.
Always happens like that.
So Rose.
They messed up.
Yeah, they threw her under the bus.
Get hurt. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're pulling out brochures. You're having serious conversations.
I know, it's not cool.
the table is covered in like travel brochures. and then Dorothy's like, fuck. No, Sophia's like, well, Brooke Shields takes her mom everywhere.
Right.
Yeah.
And Brooke Shields' mom was a total fucking cunt.
Yeah. Terry Shields. Not a good
Terry
human
Shields.
Being.
No.
No.
Yeah.
Not good.
What did she do?
She exploited her daughter.
She exploited her daughter.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very overbearing.
Mm-hmm. And she was like, she forced herself onto Brooke Shields' films. Like, if there was like a mom, she would be like, I'm playing the mom.
Oh, well, I would do that too. Yeah. Not going to judge. I would totally do that.
Right. Yeah, right.
You want her? You got me.
I'm playing her stunt double. Doesn't matter that I'm 30 years older.
I play your sister.
Yeah.
And so Sophia takes off, and then Dorothy is like, well, they start talking about where they want to go. And then Dorothy's like, I want to go to New York. I want to go back. She's from Brooklyn. She wants to go to New York.
My girl, represent.
But represent New York City. and then nobody wants to go to New York.
They think they're going to be drugged and killed there.
Drugged and killed.
Right. The stereotypes are running rampant in this episode.
Right. They just talk shit about every place. and then Blanche is like, Blanche is in the past. She hates anything in the North. It's all about the South.
Right.
She calls them Yankees.
Yankees, right.
Yeah. Total, yeah.
She's a Southerner.
She's still mad about the Civil War.
Right.
Blanche.
Think she's got a rebel flag tattooed on her ass. Maybe.
Oh, I think no maybe about it. I think that's happening.
Yeah.
That's where you jizz, is the rebel flag.
Right where the X meets the star.
I want to make this more white.
How can you make it more white than that? You can't.
Oh man. And then like she's like, I don't wanna get what did she say? She says like, I wanna go to an island where swarthy men rub oil on you.
Swarthy men who don't speak English.
Who don't speak English rub oil on you. Yeah, yeah. And then
it's a good dream.
And then Dorothy's like, yeah, I'll just ride this New York subway. Yeah, yeah. It is true, though.
Yeah.
You'll get a lot of that.
Real.
Right. Yeah.
For free.
Yeah. Guys are going to, what, by oil, is it like they're going to jizz on you?
There's a lot of things they'll rub on
you. Yeah. Probably, maybe jizz.
It could be food. It could be body fluids.
Hot oil.
That's the surprise.
Right.
That's really what, yeah, that's the, it's what keeps you coming back. Experience. Yeah.
Yeah. People are just carrying around their jizz and they throw it on you.
Well, they don't carry it around. They right there whack off and make it. Because otherwise it would be like too, I think, viscous. And
it's like when they make guacamole in front of you. And
right.
Like
at a nice restaurant. Yeah. Yeah. Sure. That's
right. Right. So already French guys masturbating while you're getting fucked. And then guys jizzing on you on a subway. Mm-hmm. That's what their vacation
You would
are.
Think that Blanche would love that idea.
Yeah, she would. Yeah, she just stay in the subway for hours.
Right.
Getting jizzed on, right? Running back and forth.
Right, yeah.
F-train.
F-train. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a whole new meaning to F-train. Yeah, sure. F-train. Yeah. F-colon a train.
So, yeah. Okay. And so then, so she doesn't want to take her mom. And I think I wouldn't trust Sophia alone in the house, honestly, because
she's
she doesn't.
Old.
Yeah, and she gets into trouble.
She does get into trouble.
Yeah, she'll run cockfights.
Sure.
Or she's always
gambling
trying
ring,
to get
prostitution,
bringing guys in the house. Like,
yeah, I think Sophia is not looking at
remember
enough
that
of
one
possibilities.
Time she brought
yeah.
Burt Reynolds home, and they were all pissed off. And he was like all cute still before he had all the surgery and stuff. Mr. Burt Reynolds, they were all like schoolgirl.
Wasn't there an episode where, like, the president comes? Like, Ronald Reagan comes?
I don't remember that.
Was it Ronald Reagan or was it, like, somebody like Michael Dukakis?
Kitty Dukakis is, like, spilling ethyl alcohol with them.
I think it was a two-part episode where, like,
oh, I don't remember that.
The president's, like, yeah, I can't wait to
when you come across it, make sure you let me know.
Yes, we will let you know. So, okay, so Sophia opens the door. She's like, Stan is here, and everyone's like, what the fuck, why is Stan here?
Yeah,
right. Ew, gross. Toupee gross. Hashtag toupee gross. And then Dorothy's like, where is he? She's like, I left him out in the patio so all the neighbors can see how much of a what was that
a
word?
Bacha galoop.
A bacha galoop. Yes.
So, yeah. Beautiful Italian slang.
Yes, right. Insult. It means like a moron, basically.
It means a moron.
Yes.
Some douche, right.
One of the greater Italian words.
So, yeah, but like you never heard like a knock or anything either. When you can hear earlier the old ladies heard them whisper, like talking in the kitchen. You can't, like, what did he do? Just text her, I'm here. Like,
I would love to see them on social media, like Golden Girls fast forward,
right? Poking each other. You know they would poke. They
Blanche would be sexting all day.
Oh,
for
sure.
She'd be all
Tinder.
About Instagram.
Yeah.
She'd be Tindering. She would be on Plenty
of Fish.
She would
break Tinder.
Swipe, swipe, swipe.
And so Dorothy, we thought Sophia was drinking a beer, but she wasn't. It was a root beer. But
we're not sure if it was a root beer can filled with beer, which makes sense.
Right.
It does. Her actions indicate drunkenness.
Right. She might be drunk all the time.
She's probably drunk all the time, guys. Yeah.
Or just medicated, at least. The very least,
she'll
right?
She'll make jokes about being on medication. That's why she's feeling loopy.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Good excuse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so
I'm going to start using it.
So they go in the living room, and then, like, she keeps saying, like, you can't treat your daughter the way you treat me and stuff like that. And then she opens the door. She's like, we'll talk about it later. Okay, Mom?
Ma.
We'll talk about it later. And then she opens the door, and lo and behold, Stan is there.
In all his toupee glory.
Toupee glory, and his hand is, like, on the edge of the door.
Oh, totally.
Like, so, like, like high school sweetheart, like in the football team. And she's like, Dorothy's just right off the back, like, no kissing, no hugging. We're not going to fucking touch.
Don't call me sweetheart or whatever.
Sweetheart. No eye contact. And he's like, all right,
it's
all
like
right.
Dealing with Lady Gaga. You're like, don't look at her in the eyes.
Yeah. You don't talk to her in her presence. You don't do anything.
Refer to her in the third person.
No flash photography.
Yes.
No acknowledging her crazy outfits.
No video recording. Right.
And then Stan, and which I thought was weird for her to say that, because the last time they saw each other, like, they didn't never, they were never endearing or hugged or anything. She actually, like barked at him.
Well, yeah. She's mad because he left her.
She
for
stole
Chrissy.
His toupee. Yeah.
Okay, and so she's, in the last episode we saw Stan, she was infuriated that she saw him again. And in this episode, it's like, she's over it. Like, she's grown, or
maybe time has passed.
Time has passed. Yeah. It's been about 10 episodes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So she's had time.
So she's had time to get over it. Or maybe, okay, maybe she is starting to fall. Maybe she's having thoughts already that she wants to be with him or something. Like, there's something, like, maybe they talked on the phone and it was sweet, or, you know.
I don't know.
No, I have another theory. I think Dorothy's been getting some strange on the side.
Okay.
And I think that's calmed her down.
From Sam the Butcher?
Yeah. Sam the Butcher.
Maybe. Who are we to say it's not him?
I'm thinking, well, I don't know. I think maybe she wanted it from the beginning.
The D?
Yeah, wanted the D. She's like, he's going to be here. Okay. I'm going to pretend like I don't want the D, but I want the D.
Well, there's always a part of you that when someone breaks up with you like that and leaves you with somebody else, there's always a part of you that wants them to at least want you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's probably it.
Okay. That's probably it. There's still that little spark in you that never goes away. Okay. And so he comes inside and Sophia doesn't leave. She just sticks around and she's like, where's the chippy? And where's the little chippy? And then, because she's wasted by now. And so, and then Stan is like, super nice, super nice.
Always
like,
nice to Sophia.
You look lovely. You look great, Dorothy. You look beautiful. Like, always a charmer. I don't trust the charmers.
No.
If a guy's charming, he's...
He's
no.
charming, but he's clueless also. He, like, doesn't get their level of hatred for him.
Yeah.
He's always like, Sophia. And she's like, this moron that my daughter married. Yeah. She's
See,
like,
that's why I'm leaning towards, like, he is a sociopath.
Because, oh, okay.
Like, because, like, a person would ignore that they hate him, you know, and just keep being charming and, like, just, like, not acknowledge that.
Yeah, sociopath, you know? Or imbecile, right. One of the two.
I think that explains the toupee, because they know he's bald.
Right.
He knows that they ripped the toupee off last time.
And he shows up with it. Like, really, dude?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think he got a better one.
She kept his toupee last time. Yeah. He left without it.
This one's dark. Really dark.
We're getting into a dark
She still
place.
Has his toupee. He gets his toupee back.
See, they fucked. She gave him back the toupee.
He wears it on his dick like a merkin.
He wears it on his dick. So maybe they did fuck, dude. I don't know. Something happened. They went, okay. All right. Maybe not. Okay. So then Dorothy's like, Mom, don't be mean. That's his wife you're talking about. And then she's, did you bring the bimbo?
Uh-huh.
Which is great. Great joke. Okay.
It's funny because Chrissy's a cunt.
For sure. Chrissy's the worst person ever. Okay. And so...
Anyone named Chrissy is pretty bad, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I've never met...
If you add a T and you're Christy, all of a sudden you're fine.
Yeah.
But when it's just Chrissy, mm-hmm. Your name runs with Chrissy, you're done.
I met a Chrissy that was really fun. She was like this big Mexican...
Oh, they're fun.
...gangsta lady. Oh. Yeah, and
Once
she...
Once you throw gangsta into the equation, that just changes everything.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She was from the... She was hood.
But her real name was Christella.
I don't even need the T. Yeah. I'm so thug.
I don't need the T. Chrissy!
Keep your stinking pee.
Yeah, she was fun. She'd be like, I know that guy wanted to lick my ass. And I'll be like, oh, Chrissy. You're wow. fun.
That's a good thing to know.
Yeah, we worked at Cracker Barrel together, and she would say that about customers.
Does she still work there? Can I don't know. Go order biscuits and gravy from her? And tell her she has a lickable ass.
Joey's at the Cracker Barrel in Mesa.
Okay. So,
yeah.
I live in Gilbert. I'll go over there.
She probably still. People never leave Cracker Barrel once they start working there.
Why don't you go cracker?
It's a hard place to leave.
You never go back. Okay. And so he keeps saying, come on, babe. Okay. So he pulls out these forms, because you only need 3 forms to own land, apparently.
Sure.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. And so pulls out these forms. You need to sign this so we can sell our property that we bought while we were in Miami in our honeymoon.
How sad. Yeah. The end of our dream.
Right. And also coincidental, like, that she lives there now, right? Mm-hmm. Like, how convenient that your land, you can drive to this land and that you live here now. Okay, why didn't Dorothy just go live there or build something there instead of...
That's true. Maybe it hurt too much.
Maybe it did hurt too much. Yeah, okay, you're right. Yeah.
Or maybe it's a swamp piece of shit.
Which is more the case, I'm sure.
There's alligators.
This land is 90% alligators.
They make good eating.
They do. It's like they do.
This backwoods county somewhere out there.
Manatees and shit.
Manatees.
This is even your natural habitat. You're just here, manatee.
Right. Well, like, if it's 4 hours away, like, because they said it's 4 hours away, right?
Was it 4 or 2?
Oh, wow.
They said 4 hours round trip, maybe.
Oh.
I thought she said, like, 2 hours in a car with my ex or something.
Oh,
maybe it was four hours. So I think it is 2 hours away, because if she's in a car for 4 hours. Well, also, they could have taken separate cars, you know.
Yeah, but they're not gonna. They're driving to like Ocala or something.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. I don't even know how to pronounce that. It's just like.
We're gonna go with Ocala. If you guys have any discrepancies, Ocala. If you want to
please see our lawyers. That would be me at Jill Bryan. Just send me a notification. Ocala, maybe. Right. I don't know.
They never mentioned the place. Okay, and so he's. So they're like, you need to get, we need, Dorothy's like, we need to have a notary in order to sign this. You
I know.
Fucking idiot.
I know. I'm a real estate agent. I was just like, you know, you're just showing up with paperwork, like just casually handing it to her.
I like that they got realistic though. Like, hey, wait a minute. You need a notary. Mm-hmm. That's good.
Right. Okay. And so, well, does the third party need to be there also? Or can it just be... Like, how does that work? Doesn't if it's really official, doesn't everybody need to be there to sign it at the same time?
Just the notary just needs to witness whoever's signing it.
Yeah, and it depends.
Okay. Right. You're
right. He could have already had his part notarized or whatever.
Right.
I was a notary for a brief stint in time.
Were you really?
Yeah. Yes, my work paid for it when I was an admin. I was like notarizing documents. Like if anybody ever came across that shit, they'd be like, wait a minute. I know a Jill Bryan. Oh, yes, it's that one. Mm-hmm. Holy shit.
See, so I'm thinking, like, he knew that he needed to have a notary, so he just showed up, and he's like, fuck, Sophia's here. I can't fuck her. All right, so
that's good.
So I'm going to... So
now
tomorrow,
we can see each other tomorrow.
We're going to see each other. We're going to go to a notary, and then we're going to invite her to lunch, and then we're going to fuck...
Over corned beef.
At the swamp. Yeah. At the swamp meet. Over corned beef, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to eat the world's biggest sandwich in front of her.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to offer her my kosher pickle, if you know what I mean.
He planned it all out. He's like,
he did
I
give
know
her half.
He did give her
sandwich,
half.
Yeah.
He did give her half.
Now I'm craving corned beef with mustard.
And also, like, when this kind of was... weird, like when you okay so Sophia then says that you married him because he leaves, you married him because you got drunk and then you got pregnant, and so that's why you married him.
Mm-hmm.
And so they got married and they're at their honeymoon in Miami, and then they bought a piece of property, which to me is like, you just paid for a wedding. Why, like, how can you afford to buy a piece of property?
It was probably super cheap back
super
then.
Super cheap. Yeah. Maybe it was.
This is, like, maybe, like, late 40s, early 50s.
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not 40s or 50s, because, like, my mom is about How old were they supposed to be? Like 65?
It's 85, and they're Dorothy's 55.
And they said they've been married for 38 years.
They've been married for 38 years. Yeah. So then 38 minus 80.
She was like 17. My mom was born in 45, and my mom is 69 right now.
Okay, so she was like 17, pregnant. They can afford to buy a land.
Yeah.
Right.
So like mid 60s.
And they just paid for a wedding, and she's pregnant.
Who knows? And maybe it was like not even real. Maybe it was some shyster just going for $500 you could have this land. And they go, you could come up with that. And really, it's not even worth anything.
Right. So, but then it turns out that it is worth something.
But then again, people in those days did stuff like that. Right. Like, even when they had no money, they always had like a little sock of money to buy this little piece of land, a little corner of something. And, you know, and you're like, really? Because I have $38 in my savings account because I just had to transfer some money yesterday to pay bills. And like, so I don't know where they get money, but back then I think when they said they had no money, I think they still had some money.
Right. But, and back, you're right, back in the day, like everybody bought all kinds of property. They're there's tons of property to buy.
Yeah. I had a cousin, I have a cousin who buys art when she's on vacation. They buy art and like have it sent back. I'm like, what? I don't even want to get like the rum that they have because I don't want to have to cart it back. It's just like a bottle. I don't know.
You're like, nothing breakable.
Yeah. Right. I think they have it shipped. Yeah. But
if they buy land, they don't have to take it with them. Yeah. So, no shipping.
That's why they bought it. It was between that and some like seashells and they were just like
bracelets and shit. Gross. Should we get our hair braided or buy land?
Right. And also like if I was selling a piece of land, I would like, I don't know. Did they get it appraised? Did they go out and look at it? Like I don't know. They went and looked at it after they sold it, you know?
Right.
I don't know.
Maybe they were just going to reminisce.
They Google Earthed it.
I think they just got caught up in the emotions of buying swampland.
Right.
In Florida. And, I mean, I think the whole thing of that is like the understatement of the show. Want to buy some swampland in Florida? Next episode, they have a piece in a bridge in Brooklyn. Like, is that the thing?
We got to sell our bridge piece.
Right.
We need to get it notarized. Come on.
Was that the thing we were all supposed to realize? They actually just had swampland in Florida?
Florida, where you buy swampland. That's
what you do.
Yeah, that's what you do. Okay.
Build yourself your dream gator hut.
Retire amongst tons of alligators in Florida.
Perfect.
And you're going to become an alligator. Do it. Do it. You get to bite people.
You become an alligator when you live in a swamp. And so the next scene, Stan and Dorothy are eating at a restaurant. We think it's outside it said food to go. Which is weird.
Should have said like deli.
Yeah. Deli.
I think we were looking at a side view.
Was it a side view?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All food could be to go. You can go to Tutti Santi or whatever the hell and get food to go if you wanted.
Right. Maybe it was like they just got food to go.
Okay, maybe. They wanted people to know.
They figured out boxes. Sure.
Yeah.
Look, we have styrofoam here. We don't want to put styrofoam on our awning, so we're just going to put food to go.
Styrofoam. Now with styrofoam. And so so they go to this deli and
he broke down and told her.
Yeah.
Oh,
he ordered like a sandwich and she didn't order anything. She just got coffee.
And yeah. She's like, I didn't even want to get coffee.
Yeah.
You want to get a whole fucking meal in front of me.
Yeah. He like forced her to go.
She just wants it to be short and sweet. Yeah. And he was like dragging it out.
Yeah. He was like, she said like, you said it would be rude if I don't join you for lunch. And so he orders a sandwich and then she's like, well, isn't Chrissy making you eat like sprouts and algae and shit like that? Like, why are you eating this shit? And I'm like, already Chrissy is super controlling.
Super controlling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So maybe it's a good thing that she left you. Or you left her. She left you, then you left her. Okay. And so he's like trying to convince her that to be sentimental. He's like, aren't you even a little sad that we sold a piece of land that we bought on our honeymoon here when you were fucking 17 and pregnant? Like, and you got wasted and that's why you got pregnant. And she's like, no, it doesn't affect me. You know, whatever. Okay. And so they wouldn't. So then he breaks down and he's like, she left me, right? And then
it was really good acting too. Very, very believable.
Very convincing.
She left me.
Yeah. And then he's like, she left me for someone younger. And she's like, where did she meet him? Camp Snoopy.
I like that one.
Good burn, Dorothy.
Yeah, good really burn. Good. Yeah, I didn't even know Camp Snoopy was around then, because isn't that a Knott's Berry Farm thing? Yeah.
That's what I thought it was.
It was the beginnings of Camp Snoopy.
Is Camp Snoopy
it's
still a thing?
It's interesting that she didn't say like Romper Room or something. I think so. I think Snoopy is still the Knott's Berry Farm
right.
thing.
There's
right.
also, I think there's one in Mall of America.
Oh.
A Camp Snoopy or a Knott's Berry Farm?
Maybe both. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not up on my my amusement park.
They have a House of history. Comedy in Mall of America.
Oh, they do.
They do.
Yeah, maybe it's next to Camp Snoopy.
It might be.
It's part of Camp Snoopy.
And you can't tell the difference.
They do
the
stand up at
comics.
Camp Snoopy. There's a stand up workshop that they go into House of Comedy at Camp Snoopy.
You have to bring 10 people to it in order to participate.
Yeah, but you can only do Snoopy jokes.
Code word, promo code Snoopy.
Promo code Snoopy.
Woodstock.
Right. What's the deal with Woodstock?
He never... How about Lucy, huh? Is she a bitch or what?
Always pulling the football.
Pigpen, he's depressing, right?
Hey, Schroeder, I think you're air guitaring on that piano.
Hey, Prodigy, stop being a dick. Okay, and so he's like, he says he found a younger guy, a guy with less miles on his surfboard.
Oh,
right.
Like Stan's ever seen a surfboard in his
yeah,
day.
Yeah, a guy with an actual surfboard, Stan. You don't have a surfboard.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah. And then Dorothy, like, her heart goes out to him. She feels bad for him.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was.
No, she laughs at him quite a bit.
She makes jokes. She's like, oh, he says, like, oh, she said that we weren't sexually compatible. And she's like, and he's like, but not in those exact words. And then she's like, oh, yeah, because that's that word has more than one syllable, yeah. Stan.
Again, yeah. Indicating that Chrissy's dumb.
Yeah, Chrissy is dumb.
Dumb.
She's a dumbass. Yeah, well, she probably said something like, you don't know how to fuck a vagina, Stan, or you ain't fucking this pussy right,
right.
or something.
Right.
That would be something she would say.
Mm-hmm. So, I think so.
Right.
Yeah. We know her too well.
Right, I was
going to
say.
Right.
It's her M.O.
And then he's like, aren't you going to say I told you so? She's like, no, I guess she's acting like an adult, which is great. Okay. And so then they're like, okay, let's go check out her swamp land that we bought.
Yeah.
And then she's like, no, we don't even own it anymore. And then he's like, come on, let's do it. And she's like, what the hell? The day is shot.
Sure. Like, I've already wasted my time with your ass. Yeah. Might as well.
I'm like, how long were they at that notary?
I know.
Like 3 hours? Like, how long does it take to
it
sign?
It doesn't. It's like yeah. a bank. You go in you and like, it's like takes a moment.
They did the signatures and he wanted to take her to this cafe and it was probably like 30 minutes away. Yeah. She had no idea.
They had to wait an hour for that sandwich.
Yeah.
They couldn't get
that
service.
That was an intense sandwich.
Looked
yeah.
good.
Corned beef.
I like that you could see the mustard on the outside of it.
And then he gives Dorothy half a sandwich and then Dorothy's like, oh, thanks, half a pound of cholesterol. And which, I mean, that
it's true. It is a fatty meal.
It is a fatty meal. Sure. But like she doesn't bite. She like picks at like the sprouts or the the...
You got to know, though. Yeah. Dorothy's the unattractive one in the household. You know, even though Rose is the dumb one, she's still pretty. And Blanche is getting sex left and right. Sophia's old, so it doesn't matter. So Dorothy has to, like, watch her weight.
She has... Yeah.
She's always kind of the one who's getting made told she was ugly.
In the episode before this one, she talks about how, like, she starved herself to the point, like... she says, like, why do I starve myself or I'm just going to die? She says something like that. And I'm just like, I think Dorothy has some eating problems.
I think, well, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
She's never been an attractive girl. It's like in that song in a chorus line, you know, where she says, like, mother always said I'd be very attractive when I grew up. Different, she said. And you're like, guess what? Different's fine, but pretty is what it's about.
Right.
I think Dorothy knows different. That.
She's a handsome woman.
Yes.
Yeah.
Indeed she is. Mm-hmm. She and her cardigan, cowl neck, shawl sweaters.
Her jawline.
Gorgeous. Her giant earrings, clip-on earrings.
Yeah. And so the next morning, they're... It's Blanche and Rose, and they're doing more vacation planning, and they're all wearing a different set of bathrobes. And Rose is, like, talking about how she wants to go to New York. She's never been there. And then Sophia's like, really, Rose? You're so Cosmo. You've never been to New York? And I thought that was a great joke. And then, again, Blanche keeps talking shit about New York. She's like, New York is full of sickos. Like,
duh, that's why we like it.
I'm like, do we not see the scene already? Mm-hmm. Like, okay. Yeah.
It's like, really, Blanche? You're from a state that had slavery.
And that sleeps with its cousins and shit.
Like, you have no room to talk, Blanche. You guys are sickos. Okay, all right. And so somebody that wrote this hates New York or something. So Blanche...
I think that was just like, that was the thing in the 80s. It was just like, basically like you went to New York to get stabbed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, I go there for the stabbing for sure, but I mean, I stay for the muggings.
Right. And I heard like in the 80s, New York was supposed to be scary. Like it was not as safe as it is now. Right.
Yes.
It was something along those lines. Okay. And so, but she loves French men. Yeah. She loves all men. Yeah.
Yeah, there are men in New York.
Right. She can get double fucked in New York.
Who couldn't?
While Rose watches.
We could all get double fucked in New York.
Mm-hmm. She's not looking at the bright side of New York. You can get double fucked.
I actually have gotten double fucked in New York.
Yes!
Yay! Woo!
Not at the same time, I should clarify that, but two different people in one trip. Does that count as double fucked?
Was it like right after the other? Or
one night and the next night. Like, I could have taken one Plan B pill for both people.
Okay. That's double fucked.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. All right. Good. Okay, good.
Killing two birds with one stone.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
If there were twins, it was two birds.
Sure.
Yeah.
Perfect.
I went there. And so then Rose is like, I want to go to Hollywood. I wanted to be an actress when I was young. Some pharmacist told me that I look like Barbara Billingsley.
And Barbara Billingsley, was she even old at that point? Like, wasn't she?
Yeah. Yeah, because
they were like probably 5 years apart or something.
Yeah, she's Leave It to Beaver.
Yeah.
She was that mom. Okay,
she was the
mom,
right. Okay, so she had like a motherly older essence to her. Okay.
I could see that.
That makes sense. But she does look like her, I think so.
Yeah. Both lovely blonde women.
Yeah, yeah. And some similarities in the face area too, I would say. Okay, and so she's like, I want to be an actress. And my dad forbid me to act. And so she became a grief counselor. Or something.
It's an easy transition from one to the other, for sure.
She ended up at a USO show, apparently. And so then, like, they're chatting it up, and then they're like, Sophia gives her 2 cents, and they're like, Sophia, please, we're trying to come up with where we're gonna go on vacation that you're not going to. Right. And then she's like, oh, sorry, I can't even talk. I'm not going. I can't even fucking talk about it. Like, fuck you guys.
Right. Totally.
Right. And then right at the moment, Stan comes in that pink fucking satin silky
Bill Blass robe.
Yeah, that fit him. Like I think it was Dorothy.
It had to be because she's so tall. Because
she's so tall and she wears baggy clothes. It had to be Dorothy.
It was that or it was his own.
Yes!
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe he brings it with him.
Because I feel like that's not really her color.
It's definitely not. I feel like she got it as a gift from like the Kohl's of that era. And like maybe it was Mervyn's. And she just was like, eh.
Martinique was like, gave it
right,
to her.
It was not worth returning because she didn't even have a receipt. Mm-hmm. So she's like, well, if I bring it back, they're not going to give me cash. I'll just store credit. So fuck it. I'll just keep it. And then if a guy spends the night, he can wear it.
Or they found it in the swamp.
Martinique gave it to her.
Yeah, Martinique just gives everyone sexy
lingerie, sure.
And so
he comes in a little bit too sure in himself.
Right.
Very cocky.
Totally. Yeah. Oh my God.
Like he's just like, he comes in like he owns the place.
Hey, I just need coffee. I'm not going to change. If I was Dorothy, I would be like sneaking him out.
I'd be creeping for sure.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah. Out my window or like on the lookout.
There's nothing worse when you fight with somebody and then your friends find out that you got back together with them and then they're all furious with you.
Right.
Because they had to listen to you cry and bullshit. So she should have definitely snuck his ass out.
Yeah.
Well, I think maybe also that he wanted them to see him.
I think so too.
Probably.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's like, because I would. Look what I did.
It's like
got my dick wet.
Right?
Got my dick wet in a swamp.
When you post a selfie with some guy that you like hooked up with and nobody knows that, but you're just like, hey, look who I ran into. And meanwhile, you're like, his fingers were in my asshole during the shot.
I think they fucked in the swamp. I think they laid out some blankets on some wet grass and they went to town and the alligators watched.
I hope so.
And the swamp folk. They played music.
Ding a ding 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 ding.
The swamp children were out dancing.
It was really pretty.
It was a gorgeous time. They gave them a pink bathrobe at the end.
They made a swamp baby.
Swamp baby. And so I would be like, get the fuck out of my house if I was Dorothy. Also, he's not wearing a toupee.
It's right.
No.
He's awesome. Letting you know. He just got done with a night of wild passion. Toupee's off. Balls are a swangin'. Right.
Toupee is off. That means that I've marked my property.
It's like suns out, guns out. Toupee's off. Toupee's I just off. Fucked your roommate.
I have no wood, like wig glue with me. Put it back on.
Yes. He ran out of wig glue.
Wig glue.
Is that a thing?
I think so. There has to be some kind of a tacky substance.
Oh man. Okay, and so Sophia's just like, what, you couldn't find a drunken sailor in the street corner?
Fair question. Yeah,
right,
by the way.
Yeah. Like that would have been a better choice for your midnight romp.
Yeah,
and this botchagaloop.
I think she could find like some crickety old sailor, like an ex, like a veteran, you know, like an old Vietnam vet. Or something.
Something had to be better than the guy who screwed you over.
She could have. Yeah. She could have.
Somebody with war in his eyes.
She wanted dick. Yeah.
War in his eyes. Wow.
Only a man with war in his eyes can fuck a B. Arthur the way B. Arthur wants.
Yeah. Oh, B.
Okay. And so, and then also you never see him wear the toupee in the series. So I think they lost it. Like,
the truth came out.
The swamp children took it. Mm-hmm. I don't know what happened.
Maybe the props department just got drunk with Sophia.
There's an alligator like wearing a toupee somewhere, and what's that? What did you say that city
Ocala?
Was?
Ocala.
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 And so, okay, and Dorothy's like, all right, I know what you think it looks like. That's exactly what it fucking looks like. She was like, it's the last thing in the world they wanted. And so everyone's just like, we're just surprised. We're just really surprised that you're doing this. And so, Blanche is like,
I think Blanche was pissed that she wasn't the one getting action. This is the part where we all got stoned, I think.
This is where we all got stoned. Okay, oh, then she comes back out into the living room, right? And then he's on the phone, and he's, like, ordering six dozen roses.
Yeah, that's a lot of roses.
Yeah, that's like, how many roses is that? 12 times 6, that's
72.
72 roses. 72.
I'm not, never good with math. Yeah. Girl, sorry.
Yeah, and then Dorothy, well, before that, Dorothy was like, this is just like a one night stand.
Right.
I just want to dick him out pussy, and that's sure. it. And so and they're like, well, you better tell him. And he comes, and she comes out and she hears that and she's like, freaks out. And so
she feels bad, yeah. like, oh, Jesus, six dozen roses. And I thought for sure she was going to walk out and he was going to be like, yes, that's right. Please address him to Chrissy. And I was like, oh, this motherfucker, he just fucked her and he's getting. But he really was sending them to Dorothy, which was cool. But I still had my reservations. I was right. like, mm.
Right. I mean, we've all been in that situation where like somebody's back with somebody that's like.
Not
good. Like they cheated on you, dude. Like yeah. they cheated on you.
Yeah, I have a really good friend the other day just slipped into the conversation like, well, blah, blah, blah. And for my girlfriend, I was like, that same girlfriend that just cheated on right. you.
And they're trying to sneak it like, into the conversation.
Relapsed because of the breakup and et cetera, et cetera.
She's cool. She changed.
We talk things out. I was like, all right, good for you. He's like, relationships aren't easy. I'm like, okay, are you dragging me into this? Is that what we're saying? Right. Yeah, okay, I get right. it. Relationships aren't easy, you're right.
They're not easy.
And, you've been dating her for 6 months, she's already cheated on you once that you know of.
Already? Yikes.
Oh yeah, not even 6 months, damn. I don't think. I know.
No.
That's insane.
And to the point, actually called her house and heard the guy in the background.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That is...
some bullshit.
Yeah, you keep that on your news feed.
Yeah.
yeah. I've actually taken somebody back that cheated on me.
I've before. Never taken back a cheater, yeah. but I've definitely stayed yeah. way fucking longer than I should have.
I was 21 though. And, yeah, and we I all took do him it. Back like because he was with the guy that he cheated on me with, and I wanted that to end more than I wanted to
self esteem. Oh.
So-
Dignity.
I wanted that to be over. And then once I broke them up, I ended it with
oh, that. Good. No, that's good. That's just called good old-fashioned fucking revenge.
Yeah, it was revenge.
Yeah,
was...
no, good for you. Amen.
Thanks.
Yeah, one time I had a guy that stood me up and then broke up with me when I was 19. And then he found me like 5 years later on MySpace. And he goes, I am so sorry. That was awful. I was in a terrible place. My friends and I are getting together. Why don't you come out with us? In like a week, and I was like, I'll think about it. And then he was like, he kept sending me messages like, what are you doing Tuesday? You want to get together Tuesday? I'm here on Tuesday, Thursday. Like, what do you, maybe we should get together. Maybe we should make plans to get together. And I'm like, oh, you think we're getting back together from this meeting?
Together.
Yeah. So yeah,
you should have stood him up.
I did.
Did you? Yes.
I stood him up. I was
good
like,
for you.
Yeah. And then he was like, why don't you stomp on my heart? And I'm like,
why don't you
stomp on my heart?
Get balls.
You're 19 years old. You're so vulnerable.
So vulnerable. And I guarantee he would have done it to you again. Yes. He would have just fucked you over again. You would have been like, are you kidding me? I gave you a second chance. You serious right now?
Right. And so, okay. Now that brings me to another theory I have. It's like Dorothy wanted to win his heart back so she could stomp it.
Yeah, right. I wondered about that as well.
Right, and like it takes an emotional process to do that, and she went through those emotions, but then she got to that point where he was back in love with her, had him in the palm of her hands, and then dumped him.
It seems like that would be a Dorothy thing, but she really seemed like she just was fine with, like, she didn't seem like she was after that.
Yeah,
she was like,
right. She seemed like she, like, just didn't give much thought to it, period. Mm-hmm. Like, she's just like, all right, I guess we're swamp fucking.
Right.
And
yeah.
That's right. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right, have swamp fucked in a while.
I guess this alligator is going to join us. And so, but, like, she couldn't really dictate what were her intentions, and that's maybe why because she didn't want to tell Blanche and Rose the truth about what her intentions are. Because when she was, okay, so they're going to see the travel agent, and she's sitting in, this is the next scene. So she's sitting surrounded by roses, and they're going to go see the travel agent. And then Rose starts asking her questions, like legit questions, like, why? I don't understand how two people can go to a business meeting and then end up fucking in the swamp. Like, I don't get this right. one. And then
clearly she's never been to Florida before.
Yeah. Right. I mean,
right. And 2 days ago you hated each other. So some sort of hate is stemming from Dorothy in order for her to act out on my theory. And so, and then also, the thermos part, which is great. Like, right. why does the thermos keep
you
things
sure?
cold
there's
and
nothing
hot?
Else you don't right. understand,
a
Rose.
Question we all have, I think.
I think yeah. so.
Right. Another question I have, I liked, where did they get all those vases? They just had them on hand.
Did he pay the extra $8 per shipping for the vase?
Yeah,
probably not. Probably not.
Because he's a cheapskate, yeah.
He is a cheapskate.
I feel like they have vases. Like,
they
like
probably
that's,
do.
That's a...
That's I mean, probably just
like a
dozen
vases. Okay,
like the first 6 months of Blanche's like guys that send her roses after they have sex, right?
It's just like a shelf of vase vases like in Blanche's garage.
I think so.
after a fat Tuesday, you know, she's got like a people
bunch.
Sending her flowers
sure.
like crazy.
Why wouldn't you?
Fat Tuesday, like that's a big flower holiday.
Oh, that is. It's not? I thought that's when I send flowers.
I just imagine her getting wasted and fucking all these guys. And then,
yeah.
And then Ash Wednesday, they're sending her
repenting.
Flowers.
Sure.
Repenting.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Okay. And so she's like, so they're like, we're going to go see a travel agent, which is so 80s.
It's so funny.
Such an 80s yes. thing to do. So they go. They're gonna go see a travel agent. Wanted to come with us, and then Dorothy's like, "I can't stand stopping by, because he wants some of the some more
little
of this
stank finger
swamp poontang."
Sure.
Swamp ass poontang. And so they're like, "All right, whatever." And then Stan. And then Dorothy's like, "I honestly am super fucking confused. I don't know what to do anymore." Okay. Good. I'll give her that. And so Stan comes in when they're leaving, and then Stan's like, oh, hi, ladies. Don't leave on my account. And they're like, no, they're leaving. They're going to hook up the house to and put in the rose parade.
Right. There's so many roses.
Right. And so Blanche and Rose leave, and they like throw shade, dude. Did you
oh,
see
for
that?
Sure. Yeah.
They throw shade like
yeah.
crazy.
Yeah.
They're like, fuck you.
Yeah, I think the Real Housewives of Atlanta like watch that show for right? like cues. And that's how to act.
Right. Okay. And then so he's like, all right, we need to talk about something. We need to get back together. Like, stat, because I need to get laid. I can't go 2 days without getting laid, apparently.
Right.
Right? Like, as soon as he gets dumped, he's on his way to Miami.
I know.
Right.
Like, Jesus. Yeah.
What the fuck?
Wipe your own ass for a hot minute.
Right. Ugh. Yeah. There's jerking off. Hello.
Yeah. Hello. Have you not heard of that?
Yeah.
Guys in the subway do it all the time.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck Chrissy's friends.
Something. Sure.
Yeah, whatever.
Yes. Yeah. 1,000 times fuck Chrissy's friends.
Yeah, yeah. Totally.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. And so then Dorothy can't even answer the question. Sophia comes in with all these a gaggle of old ladies. Yeah. It's like the vacation club.
Yeah.
And the one token black... old lady Martinique.
Yeah, sure.
And they're like step right up, see the woman that fucked her husband like a fucking carny at a carnival.
What totally. Else are those old ladies gotta do? They're not working today. They're just like, all right, I got a nice cardigan.
Bingo
on.
Doesn't start till 4.
I'll go see some idiot's ex-husband that she fucked.
Right.
I want to know what a botchagaloop is. I'm going.
Martinique, what are you doing today? Well, I'm going to go see this woman who fucked her ex-husband. Yeah. Oh, can I go? And then they all show up.
Yeah.
And so they're like, all right, you gaggle of old ladies, hang out here. Don't steal the flowers. We're gonna go in the kitchen and have a talk, and that's when they have like that super dramatic talk about getting back together. And so Dorothy just lays it down. She's just like, "Dude, we're divorced.
Right.
Like, we should not be getting back together. Like, this is not the right time in our lives." And he's like, still feeding her bullshit, dude. He's just like, "We had 38 years together. Mm-hmm. We had." we can't throw that away. There was good times.
You threw it away.
Yeah. He threw it away. Yeah, and she says that.
He's like,
I'm glad she did.
He's like, I made one mistake. I'm like, you fucked another lady and then sent me divorce papers. That's a pretty big mistake.
The mistake.
Right.
The only mistake that matters.
Yeah, you can send divorce papers, but you can't send notary, like, land papers.
Yeah, right. They've been through a divorce. They don't understand notary publics.
She does.
Mm-hmm. And so he's still feeding her all this stuff. And, like, so... That's why
very selfish. He's very selfish.
Yeah, yeah. Like, he's not, like she's going, like I hate it when, like, somebody comes into town unexpectedly and, like, I have to, and they come and they didn't tell me. And then I have to, she had stuff to do. She had to go to travel agent. She's planning a vacation.
There was stuff to do for sure.
Totally. And so.
What if she was going to get, like, her coochie wax one day?
Yeah.
Yeah, you like align that. Like, okay, Friday night's my Christmas party, and I don't want to be, like, too red and, like, you know, bumpy, like, right for that. So I want to do it, like, Wednesday afternoon. Right. Then on Thursday, I'm going to spray tan. Yeah, then I have to let it develop for 4 hours, and then I'll shower Friday morning. I don't want to get it on Friday because it won't be fully developed. Right. Like, there's a lot of, like, negotiation in life. I can't have you just show up.
Right, unannounced, just
you and your fucking
let's
wig.
Let's get back together. Wig gone now.
Wig gone.
On an alligator somewhere in Ocala. Was it Ocala?
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 We don't know.
Yeah. We haven't decided on
it. We're sorry, Florida. We don't know.
And so, yeah. And so what happens in that kitchen is...
A lot of heavy stuff.
A lot of heavy stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, he's like... We can go on that cruise that we always wanted to do. We can build that home on that swamp where we fucked last night. We can. I think they went in the swamp. Probably, like, in the swamp.
They probably just used, like, the swamp sludge for, like, KY.
KY. Yeah, just, like...
Sludge fucking.
Just grab sludge and...
It's like grudge fucking, but a little different.
It's good for the skin.
Yeah. It keeps you moist.
In more ways she than one.
If they're in the swamp, they could have done all this stuff they could do when they were younger. They were underwater.
Sure, flip her around.
Dorothy was on top again. Mm-hmm.
She's like a little spinner.
Dorothy's definitely on top, guys.
Well, you know, she's so tall that I think it probably was, like, hard for her. So in the swamp, it probably gave her some freedom. Like when you're crippled and you're floating in a pool.
I think it's safe to say she was a top in her prime.
Okay.
Yeah.
Before she transitioned to being a dude, she was a top, I think.
Like, before the arthritis, you know, like, she was handling shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Chrissy came in and she's like...
Because you're tall and so you could, like, really, like, get a good leverage when you've got long legs, I think.
Yeah, totally. You could be on top, like all kind of different ways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can you imagine Dorothy in a reverse cowgirl?
I am thinking about it right now.
Yeah, me too.
And it's not great.
Covered in swamp mud.
Right.
Okay. Okay. And so then, like, while he's talking about all this crap, like, Dorothy's fixing these flowers and she has, like, this look of her sob in her face. And that's when I'm like, there's always moments when I'm like, B. Arthur, I love your acting. Yeah. And that was one of those moments.
Yeah.
And so then Stan's like, don't answer me now. Answer me later or something like that.
Yeah, because it reminded me of, like, something where Hans and Franz used to go, listen to me now and answer me later. Whatever. And that's what I was thinking when they said it. That is what he said.
Right. Yeah. We have to keep the audience in suspense.
Yeah, hang out with these flowers in Blanche's vases. And,
sure.
And then wonder whether or not we should be back together. And, like, for me, if, like, he was telling me all this stuff, like, I would be fixing those flowers and I would just be like, you fucking asshole. Like I'm sure this isn't the first time that he's tried to persuade her to do something, you know, like that same speech, that same stay with me, don't leave me. And it's just like, it's again, the charmers.
I know. I wish it was set now because they would have, like, Sam Smith playing, won't you stay with me? Like, over the background.
That'd be great.
I just wanted to sing that song. I love that song.
You're like, I sing that song in every podcast, Anthony. Like, I find a way to do it.
I may have sang it the last one I was on. That song was really popular, and I was just getting into it when I was in Turkey, and I was on Brant Tobler's podcast. Either I was listening to it right before he came to my room to do the podcast, or maybe I sang. I don't know. That's
funny. You're gonna make a compilation of your singing that song in podcast.
Perfect.
And so he's like, it took me forever to realize that I love you, Dorothy. Perhaps I always have.
Perhaps?
Did he say perhaps?
He probably maybe did. Yeah. Fuck you, perhaps. Yeah. No, how about you have? How about beg?
Right. How about, yeah, totally. I hate him in this episode.
Move, I know. I hate him in every episode. He's always a smarmy fucker.
Always
and he
worst.
Wants to start a business with her.
Oh.
An antique shop.
A bait shop, I bet.
Bait shop
for sure.
Probably. Yeah. Down by the swamp.
Alligator boot shop.
Ooh, sell like fried alligator chunks. Actually, I heard that's really good.
Ooh, fried alligator chunks.
I would like to try that.
It's good. It's
good. Is it? You've had it?
Yeah.
I feel like it would be good. I feel like it would be like calamari, kind
of. Yeah, it's kind of like calamari. It's kind of like chicken.
It is?
Yeah.
I mean, there is a reason they say that, because a lot of them tastes like chicken.
Lava tastes like chicken. Okay, so then Rose and Blanche, the next scene, Rose and Blanche are in the kitchen. All the food's out on the table.
Of course.
They got a smorgasbord.
Yeah, they do.
They've got the classic old lady smorgasbord. They've got ham. They've got olives. They've got pickles. They've got a Costco jar of mustard out.
And then half-eaten chocolate cake, right?
And then Rose is eating like red grapes, and then Blanche is eating green grapes. It's right. Like, these are the grapes that we're going to eat. Like,
we need a selection of grapes.
Just for color.
Just for color and variety.
I feel like they should also have like white bread. Like, did
a
you guys
stack of it with just like a little thing of butter right next to it?
You know what? They probably made sandwiches using the chocolate cake. Like, they put the ham. And
that would kind of be good. That's like how they have those burgers, and you could get the bun as donuts instead of a bun. Mm. I would eat that a million times over. That not gonna lie. Like,
that sounds so good.
Like Krispy Kreme donuts with just like one of those $6 Carl's Jr. thick burgers inside with bacon and cheese. Oh my god, I want to touch myself right now. Sounds so good.
Donut
Thanks
sandwiches.
For the 3 pounds of cholesterol.
Like, Dorothy, we have this chocolate cake sandwich ready for you.
Mm-hmm.
Come talk to us.
It was a detour from their usual cheesecake and ice cream that they're usually eating. So that was kind of nice.
I think like at this point of it's been 10 episodes, 11 episodes.
I don't think we've seen a cheesecake yet.
We haven't seen a cheesecake yet.
Oh, maybe that's like a later introduction.
Yeah, it comes on later. Also, St. Olaf has not been mentioned.
Interesting point.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Yeah. They felt she needed a little more depth, a little more backstory.
Right, like later on, maybe later on in the season, but definitely later
I
on
like
in the series.
I like that note that you noticed that.
Yeah, because I've been waiting for her to say St. Olaf.
Yeah, because that's the thing.
But she'll reference the town. She references the town.
We've been
the
sitting
first
there
episode.
Anxiously waiting for her to mention St. Olaf.
You guys are going
to
yell bingo!
Cheesecake.
We're going to have a party. She said
it should
St.
be
Olaf.
A drinking game next when she starts saying St. Olaf and see how sober you can stay.
Go on a bender when she says St. Olaf.
Oh, that would be great. We're just like party poppers. Okay, and so they're like, all right, sit down. We need to talk about what the fuck is happening. And then Dorothy's like, all right, so I know, like, you guys don't approve of this, but I can't forget the time we spent together. And then sometimes I just think about all the pain and all the hatred that I went through, and I get so mad.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
I like the way he says that.
I get really into it.
Anthony is the heart of this podcast
for sure.
I do like all the voices and everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I haven't done Blanche yet though, because she had a small role in this. She just. Talk yeah. shit about New York. That was her role. and so she's like, she talks herself out of being with him, basically. And then Blanche is like, for reals. Like, you just decided on, you. It looks like you made that decision.
Right.
Just now. And she's like, right, so.
It's like when a psychiatrist lets you just do the talking. And then you kind of come to the answer on your own. You're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And they just look at you like, yeah, that's why you paid me $200. Like, fuck, I could have done it myself.
Right, just talk to some, talk to your kitties, talk to your pets.
My dog, yeah.
Talk to your dog.
Talk to Genevieve's kitties. Talk to Genevieve's kitties. They're very cute.
Talk to Maude. Talk to Maude.
Then there's Maude. Reading, writing, hypnotizing, anything but tranquilizing. Right on, Maude. I sang that my last podcast, too.
Yay! No. You have to sing everything you sing every podcast.
Okay. I'm going to make it a habit from now on.
Okay. Maude. Okay.
Sam Smith. Sam Smith.
Okay. And so then she's like, I got to let him down. I got to let him down easy. And then Blanche is like, no, you can't. Men don't take easy good. You got to tell them straight up.
Sure.
It's fucking done.
She's right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no, she's totally
and
right.
If anybody knows men, it's Blanche.
Yeah. Right. You got to be like, get the fuck out of my face. Yeah. And start it. That's the way women
she's
start
like,
scenes.
If I had a vase for every time I told a guy to get lost. I mean, I do. We'd have a house full of vases.
And so, and then Rose is like, I once had to tell Eddie Parker when her husband went off to the war.
Charlie,
which was, I'm guessing, Vietnam, because she was too young.
Maybe Korea.
Yeah. Korea, yeah. Korea.
I think it was Korea.
Granada. Yeah, she was too young for World War II. I think she would have been like 10.
It would probably be Korea, I think, because Vietnam was like 74 or something, right? 70? Something like that.
Oh, Vietnam was 64, and then the U.S. entered the conflict somewhere around 67, 68.
Okay. Right. So this
could have been either one.
I wonder. I have a little backstory on that. So, thank God we have smarty pants over here.
Yay!
I guessed, so.
Yay!
Well, I guessed at exact years.
You're right. Vietnam was mostly during the 60s, mid-70s, mid-50s, I think. And so she's like, I had to tell Eddie Parker, who was in the USO club, I had to tell him, like, sorry, dude, like I don't like you. And she says that it was the USO club, and so he was the aqua midget. He was the...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Was he a blue midget? Blanche says. And then they're like, no, don't be silly. He would climb a ladder and then jump into a giant punch bowl.
Punch bowl.
And like, a giant punch bowl.
These writers were on with PCP giant... when they were coming up with these episodes.
With a giant ladle.
Big straw.
Big straw.
He had to drink his way out. I think that's safe to say.
And so...
And then they sat there making a bunch of midget jokes and just cracking each other up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. She's like, I gotta let him down easy. And then Blanche is like, did you make it short and sweet?
It wasn't a very far fall.
Yeah, yeah. And so, yeah, they make a bunch of midget jokes, which is great.
Super PC and awesome.
Yeah. Super PC. And so,
but that was back when nobody cared about midgets, to be fair. I mean, to be fair.
Really, it was.
Sure.
Like
New Yorkers and midgets, they were fair game back
then. They weren't
even
people until 1993.
Right. They're like 7/8 of
real,
a person.
We're totally joking.
You have to clarify that on
midget
this.
Listeners. But then later on, she dates a midget.
Right. So we know she's okay with it. Some of her best friends are midgets.
Yeah, some of her best friends are midgets. And so, okay. And so she was like, and then at the end, she's like, I didn't care that he was a midget. I just could never be with anybody in showbiz.
Right.
I'm like,
really, who can blame her? Come on.
You just said you wanted to be an actress. You're
conflicting stories.
Come on. Yeah, it's different scenes, so it makes sense, right?
The continuity was a little off.
Yeah. And so WTF on that.
Yeah.
Okay. The next scene, they're outside the hotel, and Dorothy just parks in the driveway.
Right, she just pulls up to, like, click. Emergency hospital VIP. Maybe it was valet. Who knows? Maybe. Probably not.
And so, I don't know. It didn't seem that fancy of a hotel.
No, it didn't. It looked like an emergency room of a hospital.
I think it was.
It was. Yes, it was a. He was just hanging on a hospital. Wasn't even his room.
Never know.
Somebody checked out early. He just.
He's like, I'm not supposed to have the champagne.
I know. My heart medicine conflicts.
He snuck it in. And so, yeah, it's a hospital. So then Dorothy knocks on the door, and Stan is like, oh, Dorothy, we got to celebrate. And she's like, why? It's like, because of what you said on the phone. Stanley, I have to see you. And she's like, that's not what I said. I said, Stanley. I have to see you. Like, yeah, that's really weird. I don't know why she would say it like that. I don't think she'd say Stanley twice. Like, if you think about it, like, she would just say, Stan, we need to see each other.
Right.
You know,
Or maybe yeah, that
she
is weird.
Maybe she's got to say it twice because he has a hearing problem.
Oh, okay. She's OCD.
Or that's OCD. Just...
got to make it even.
Yeah, if she doesn't say it twice... She dies.
Yeah.
Yeah. She dies or someone she loved dies.
Right.
She's OCD. Just say it twice. Or that's how she masturbates. Stanley.
Oh, it's definitely how she masturbates.
Yeah. She masturbates with a deadpan voice. Okay.
For sure.
Okay. And so then she's like, he's like, we gotta talk. And then she sits down and right away, Chrissy shows up.
Oh, Chrissy.
Well, he's like, oh, my, the laundry's done. And then Chris, he opens the door and it's like this like blonde, big titty, super thin.
Refers to herself as a stewardess.
Yeah. She's a stewardess. She's got like the 80s like
pompadour.
Face. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pompadour. And
I could smell the Aquanet through the TV for sure.
The aqua midget net.
Was it blue?
So she's like talking in this breathy voice. I'm like,
oh, Stan.
Big Stan.
Big Stan, stick man.
What was stick man? I mean, I know it was a nickname, but like they never even, like you would think Dorothy would have addressed like, really? Stick man? You know, like something, nothing. We got nothing.
Right. Or
I think sometimes they throw in references and they don't have time to explain it. So they just leave it to us to figure out.
Right. Yeah. Gotta keep the plot moving. Can't explain things.
Like at least Big Stan, you could imagine like, okay, it's like a reference to his privates or whatever, but like Stickman.
He's really good at finding Ken Lane.
Yeah.
Or his dick is like skinny, like a twig.
Right. That's what I was thinking about.
Right.
Like, or like he likes to stick it in her.
Yeah.
She likes a narrow dick.
Yeah. Who doesn't? I mean, because then you can get two of you inside of you at once if they're narrow enough.
I need a couple of narrows.
Start a fire in there.
With the kindling in my crotch.
That's so gross. Okay, and so, and also, how did Chrissy even find him? Like,
right. Oh, no, because he wouldn't return her calls. She had been calling him.
Okay.
She said she had been calling him. So it seems that at least she knew where he was at some point.
Right.
But I thought that was cool because I thought, like, you know what? He wasn't returning. She was calling him, trying to get in touch with him, and he still didn't call her back. I thought for a minute he really did think Dorothy was the one he wanted.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of wrapped up good like that where I thought, all right, not so bad. And then.
Yeah. So that does make sense.
Like, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and so then it all turns around when Dorothy, like, also, okay.
She doesn't even flinch. Dorothy is like,
she doesn't flinch. She doesn't even, if I saw, like, the woman that stole my husband of 38 years.
Oh, bitch would have been snatched bald-headed. Like, yes.
You said it.
Totally.
I would have been like, shit's going down, bitch. Right? Oh, hell no.
Right?
Martinique in the house.
Right.
Oh, totally. Hell no. Like, I was
boxing for sure.
I would have not. I would have
hold my earrings.
No, but
hold
she this, actually hold gives her a glass of champagne. Yeah.
And it's like, good luck. Enjoy yourself.
See, Dorothy's just amused by this. She's so over it. She's just like,
she really was.
Done.
She's like, I don't even know if you're of age. I'm just going to give you champagne. Gives champagne.
So she's like, John Paul wasn't the guy for me. And,
of course his name was John Paul.
Yeah. Dude, what happened was, like, Jean-Paul was fucking broke and he couldn't pay her bills and shit. Dude.
Yeah, and gay. Hello, yeah. Jean-Paul. Yeah. Jean-Paul. They're never straight.
Right. And so, I don't know. I think, like, maybe Stan was like, fuck, I'm broke. Maybe he's broke too. Maybe that's why he needed to sell that land. And maybe he's going to get some pussy on the way.
Sure.
Right. And then Chrissy left him before he could give her money. And so now he's like, all right, I'm going to get with Dorothy now. Like, this show should have just been called Dorothy the Rebound. Dorothy the Rebound. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Like, okay. And so then she's like, he's like, let me tell you what's up, Chrissy. I don't like Maury. It's like, just like, it was like Jerry Springer. Like, I don't love you. Like, it was superficial. And this is the woman that I love.
Right.
It's like, get the fuck off.
Yeah.
Me.
Like, ew, I don't even want to hear that from you. I'm creeped out.
Come on, Stick, man. You got a big gun. She makes fun of him. Big Stan. And then, he says, like, after he says, like, it was superficial, she gets, like, super huffy, and she's like, I forget what she says, but then she throws a drink in his face.
Right, and then tosses the drink into the sconce on the wall.
Great acting choice, Chrissy. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you know what? Just do whatever you would do, like, if you were mad. Okay. Toss it to the sconce on the wall.
She's had many experiences in life where she's thrown...
She's like, I've been to this Radisson before. I've been angry this Radisson before.
This hospital room before. Scene.
Totally. Pay by the week hotel.
My car's parked outside in the middle of the road.
Station wagon.
Okay. And then Dorothy's like, you shouldn't have done that. Like, she's got that body language. She's like, then she's like, I'm glad that it was superficial because I have some needs for you. I don't care about you that way you care about me.
Right.
And then he's like, wait, what? And she's like, yeah, we can't be together. And he's like, wait, you won't take me back.
No,
you're
Stan.
Sure. Yeah. And he's like, yeah, I'm just going to drink your wine in this hospital room. I like the feeling of death around me.
Yeah.
And then he's like, I got to go get Chrissy because...
Before somebody else does.
Yeah, somebody else gets her.
You do.
Yeah.
He's like, whatever. Like, and then he turns around and he's like, sorry, Dorothy, but terrific sex is better than no sex. And then Dorothy's like, all right. There we go. He takes off, and then she's like, then she says, she holds her glass up. She says, well, here's to great sex. She cheers by herself, and then she says, and to the dumb blonde that's not going to get any.
Yeah!
That was great. All
right.
Good, Dorothy. So it was a good ending.
We did it.
We did it. Yay.
Mm-hmm. I need a cigarette.
Oh, I know. I'm like, I need to get laid.
Get in line.
I know. Oh, Genevieve. What's it like?
This is where we rape Genevieve. This is a very special episode.
This is
the raping of Genevieve.
The raping of Jen. All right. And so... thank you so much. That was so much fun.
It was everything I hoped it would be.
So, Jill, do you have any? This comes out on Wednesday, so do you have any shows that you want to?
Well,
promote?
You and I are on a show Sunday night, December 21st, at the Peacock Lounge.
The Twisted Peacock
with Ty Rivera.
Yeah,
it's gonna be really fun. I'm excited about that. It's like their grand opening, and it's free.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It's free.
They just really want people to know about it and come out.
And it's at 8:00.
8:00, and then I also am. Good Lord, headlining a New Year's Eve show at Native New Yorker in Gilbert, if you guys want to come out.
That sounds like a blast.
Sounds like the worst New Year's Eve of my fucking life. But it's 3 miles from my house. And black guy's putting it together, so it'll definitely start late, and there will definitely be wings.
DJ?
And probably, which is good, because I like a DJ, actually. Yeah. But,
wings. Yeah,
so, and wings for sure. So it'll be
great.
Fun.
Fantastic. Yeah. And what's your Twitter?
Just Jill Bryan, JILLBRYAN.
Cool. And thank you.
I mean, I'm nowhere near funny like Genevieve. Once in a while, I'll throw out something decent, but
This is what I do with Genevieve's Twitter. I like only 75% of the stuff, so she doesn't think I'm stalking her. Because I feel like if I like everything, there might be a question. Like, really right. liked everything, but I really like everything. You're like, so you know those couple that I don't like? In my head, I'm actually liking them.
In fairness, I've gotten multiple messages about from people that follow me, like, that guy likes everything that you put up.
Because you're funny.
And I'm like, wow, you have taken the time to look
to
it
know
up.
Right, yeah. Yes. It's probably me.
That guy Anthony, yeah, right. God damn it. I'm on auto-like.
And then Genevieve, do you want to promote anything? Do you have any shows coming up
totally.
Soon?
Okay. Yeah, we're going to be in Anthony and I are going to be in a show in Flagstaff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, December 20th. Mm-hmm. We're opening up for Ty Rivera.
Yay!
Yes.
Exciting.
Well,
we're going to be at the Green Room at 7:30. We're kind of opening up for a drag show as well.
Yeah.
That'll be a fun
night.
Right.
So excited. I love Flagstaff.
Right.
I think it's going to be snowing.
I'm excited. It's going to be snowing. It will be snowing for sure.
I don't care if the show is just the worst.
Right.
Like,
we're going to be
drinking
and
spiked
snow.
Hot chocolate
yeah.
and snow.
Yes. With like peppermint
and Molly's
going to
go.
Oh, she's coming?
Yeah. She said she's going to go.
Cool.
And I'm excited because Flagstaff is the first place I ever did stand up.
Really?
Yeah.
6 years ago.
Very awesome.
Yeah.
I like
yeah.
that room. It's a fun room. The last time I did a show at the Green Room was with Ty, actually.
Oh, no
yeah.
way.
Yeah.
Yay. I think I remember that.
Mm-hmm. All right. And I've got a few more things.
Oh, go.
I'm going to be in Oklahoma City, which is where I started doing comedy.
Yay.
And I've got a show on the 27th, the Steve Reynolds Program at the Opolis. It's basically Ooh. A talk show.
How fun.
I'm going to be doing some stand-up and get Ooh. To sit down with the host.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's a dream.
That's great.
So, yeah.
Fantastic. Congrats on that. Well, I am... Oh, what's your Twitter handle?
I'm at Genevieve Rice on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. And... I don't know if Ello is still around anymore, but I'm on there too.
I don't like it.
Hello.
There's no mobile app.
Yeah, that's why. And I'm at Anthony Del Cimito on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. I'm going to be at December 19th, the Friday. I think it's a Friday.
Yes.
I'm going to be at The Rock at 8 p.m. And that's Ernesto Ortiz's birthday.
Oh, fun!
Ooh, exciting.
So there's going to be all the gay comics in the city are going to be there. And somehow he managed to do that. I've been trying for years to do that.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe that'll be the night I come out.
Yeah. Oh, ooh. Yeah.
Literally and figuratively.
It has to be you headline and come out.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you come out,
okay.
you have the headline.
Yeah.
and so, and then... Again, the Green Room, December 20th, just a Peacock, December 21st,
yeah.
with Jill Bryan. And they're all gay shows. All these things are gay shows. And they're all in a row. 3 days in a row, three gay shows.
God, it's going to be like overload. You're going to be like scraping the dried jizz off your forehead at the end of the weekend.
You're like, done.
You're like, maybe I got to try ladies now.
Yeah.
Besides our own Twitter's TiffBap, it has a Twitter of its own. It's the podcast Twitter. It's thank you for being a podcast put together
TiffBap.
In an acronym. TiffBap.
I love it.
It's super
yeah.
cute, right?
Yes, just, it is.
Yeah, we didn't
I like
think about it.
It.
It just happened. It's super cute.
And we're on Instagram now.
Yeah, we're on Instagram.
Yay!
So follow us on Instagram too. We'll follow you back. We follow you back on Twitter too.
We'll think about following you back.
We'll think about it. We ain't no holla back, follow back girls.
So. Right.
Right. And so the podcast is also on iTunes and Facebook at Thank You For Being A Podcast. Our website is thankyouforbeingapodcast.libsyn.com. And the next episode is called The Custody Battle.
Dum, dum, dum.
Dun, dun, dun. We'll send out the link if we can find it. Thank you guys for being listeners. Thank you for being a guest.
Yay!
Best podcast ever.
Gonna stuff a chicken. Gonna stuff the chicken. Like my mama taught me. Like my mama taught me. Gonna take the chicken.